Lecture 21, Zimri Lim of Mari.
In the previous lecture, we discussed the reign of Hammurabi, who began as the ruler of the city-state of Babylon, and he was not very powerful in the early part of his reign. He spent most of his time giving its attention to reinforcing the infrastructure of the state. Then, as he grew stronger, he led an army against the powerful states of Elam and Larsa, and his success there created a large regional state that Hammurabi governed with the same attention to detail that he had given to Babylon earlier in his reign. If you recall, I did not describe the last major campaign that Hammurabi undertook against the rich state of Mari, in part because there are so many sources for this era that I wanted to spend a little more time on the city. Another reason is that during this attack, Mari was destroyed, ending the long history of this trading post. In this lecture, we will discuss the turbulent last few decades of Mari's history, in which it was controlled first by the Assyrians and then by its last ruler, Zimri Lim. The city of Mari was located on the northern Euphrates River, in a position that controlled key trade routes between east and west. Mari was a very important power in the early dynastic period, which was 2900 to about 2350 BC, but it is the city that dates to the 18th century that is best preserved. One reason for Mari's prosperity was that the city collected taxes on all goods that traveled between Syria and Mesopotamia along the Euphrates River. And we've come to understand what sort of income this might provide in connection with the old Assyrian traders. You remember that they paid taxes to the local rulers in order to try and protect their donkey caravans. The rulers had to ensure that these caravans would not be robbed along the way, and if so, they had to give the merchants some recompense for their loss. In addition to the river trade, Mari was placed at a key point on the land route that crossed the desert from northern Mesopotamia to southern Syria. And if you recall the number of times I've talked about trade between Mesopotamia and the west, Syria and Anatolia, you get a sense of how vibrant this trade was and what a long-standing part it was of the Mesopotamian economy. We have evidence for both diplomatic and military contacts between Mari and Mesopotamia from the early dynastic period to until the time that Hammurabi destroyed the city. You might recall that one of our early examples of gift exchange between rulers was found between the rulers of Ur and the rulers of Mari. That was about 2400 BC. Military contacts are recorded during the Akkadian period, and both Sargon and Naram-Sin considered Mari an important target, and so they referred to their attempts to try and control the city. They seem to have been unsuccessful, but it also reminds us that Mari remains a consistent object of desire for Mesopotamian rulers. An Amorite dynasty had taken control of Mari, just as they had in Babylonia, in the mid-19th century BC, so about 100 years before the period that we're going to discuss. And Mari was very prosperous during their reign. We determine this by the large building projects that can be dated to between the 19th and 18th centuries, and we will look at the royal palace that we'll examine in more detail, and also the irrigation projects that are recorded for this time. And they also note that these irrigation canals greatly expanded the fertile land that was available to support the city. In 1795 BC, Mari was captured by Shamshi-Adad, the Assyrian ruler who ruled from 1808 to 1776.